All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, Sports Mappers? Welcome to the fray, or the party, as the case may be. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, now Sports Map 94.1. Joining us as we simulcast till 4, Blitz will do the same till 7. We appreciate you along for the ride, hopefully making your day a little bit brighter as you continue on. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. We have already run the gamut on a variety of different topics and subjects. Astros, Texans, dryer repair, lawn and garden.
Sweat glands.
Which this I'm is now, what you get on a daily basis, people.
I'm now looking into sweat gland removal and breaks. I'll do it. I don't care. I wonder if that's covered by insurance. Be like, look, man, my laundry bill is through the roof. I need to do something. It says very severe axillary hyperhidrosis may need to be treated with permanent surgical removal of the sweat glands. Sign me up. It's plastic surgery, so maybe you were right. It started with one thing, and now it's leading the others.
Yeah, you're going to end up looking at that guy on Botched. Had like 86 surgeries and looks like a totally different person.
We're going to come in with like duck lips and a nose job. You guys aren't even going to recognize me.
Yeah, you got to prioritize these surgeries, man, because there's like three or four that you're considering now, right? You've got the
Widow's Peak.
Widow's Peak.
Yep, getting laser hair removal on the Widow's Peak.
And there was something else that we talked about, too.
Yeah, well, y'all said my breasts, but I'm not having those done. Nope.
Removed or done?
Done.
Okay.
Done. I'll remove them the old-fashioned way. Lose weight.
I was going to say, if you're getting into all these surgeries, you're going to have big biceps put in. And
have you seen those dudes that inject oil?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
I've seen guys that have.
Have you seen this, Nick?
No.
Oh, my God. You guys are missing out. You got to Google
oil.
This. Yes.
But there are guys that do like their version of breast implants and stuff. Like they have biceps, calves, and pecs put in.
Google injecting oil into muscles. And look what pops up. So this cat right here, the third picture, look.
Oh, good Lord.
First
of all, that looks completely like bizarro world.
But they just inject this oil into their biceps, and it swells it up. The problem is, like, they don't do it into their forearms.
It looks like hematoma.
Huh?
Looks like it's inflammation. Like it's
no.
This what does the oil do? Does that last?
I don't know. But there's some
when
dudes.
When you get your first ones done,
there's
will you
some
tell
dudes
us?
That don't do
oh,
it.
Oh, come on.
Did you see this one, Nick?
He did that in another country.
I am a Russian.
Yeah, he did that in another country.
They got
country.
One dude who's lifting rotors. He's got several rotors attached to an iron rod like it's a
weight. Are you
weight,
sure those
like,
aren't just old school weights?
No, those are rotors. Look, they're car rotors.
Oh my God.
I will break you. Like oh, we get it. Okay, break you. But they inject this oil into their neck, into their biceps, and into their breasts. But the problem is they don't do it like in their forearms. And all it does, it doesn't uniformly.
It's not proportionate at all.
Yeah, it's not uniform across the muscle. It just makes a circle. So their breasts look like their biceps, which looks like their neck. It's all a circle.
They look like headlights. They literally look like headlights.
They look like a bubble. Like if you drew a man of bubbles, this is what they look like. And I think the oil is bad for him. But like this one cat, he's the one I've seen the most. But look how skinny his forearm is. Compared to the muscles that he has, this is insane.
But his chest literally looks like very hard female boobs.
Yeah, it looks like Dolly Parton. Like if Dolly
his
Parton.
His nipples are almost belly button level.
Well, they're off. Also, he didn't apparently use the same amount of oil on the right one that he did on the left one.
And his biceps are bigger than his head.
Yeah, isn't that weird? And then look at his neck. Like it's just
that's
one.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's worth a Google if you have
but
nothing
not
to do.
But not worth the investment.
injecting oil into muscle. Just Google that. Google image search that and have at it. And my favorite is the fifth picture that you get where the guy lifting what amounts to brake pads, basically. Not brake pads, whatever. You know what that meant.
Rotors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... Mm-hmm. No.
Then there's this.
It's oil. I mean, at least it's...
Look at her eyebrows.
God. Well, there's the answer to your widow's peak. Just get big eyebrows
look,
put
can
in.
You got to zoom in on that. Like this lady's eyebrows. They look... You can't zoom in from there, huh, Nick? Boy. Look, here, I'm going to walk this over.
I can screenshot it.
No, I'm going to walk it over there. Go ahead.
That's... There's just too much. That looks like that instead of hair replacement. If you can do that to eyebrows, they definitely can give any man a full head of hair. Forget the dude's biceps for a second. Yeah, her eyebrows are like completely whacked out.
They're
chia brows.
Well, they literally consume her entire forehead. Her entire forehead is an eyebrow. But she did part them at least. But from the top of
I need those eyebrows because I could do some damage.
Well, at least it hides the wrinkles. You don't have to get Botox if you have those eyebrows.
Okay. So did you guys see it? Because I didn't. All right. Okay. I'm just going to let you know. Okay. I didn't watch. What was the final last night? It was The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Oh, I've never watched a Bachelor or
Me
Bachelorette
either.
Show in my life.
Now, I know Lisa and her mom like to watch it a lot.
Okay.
But I do know that I was intrigued by all over social media this morning. There was all kinds of reaction to the fact that the dude that I believe ended up winning it tried to pull the line of the century out to try and win her over.
Okay.
And I thought, there's no way that this could possibly be true. But indeed, he took getting butterflies when you first meet someone of the opposite sex that you're interested in to a new level. Corniest thing ever, but this is how it sounded.
I told you before that you make it feel like 4th of July going off in my chest. And people say they get butterflies, but butterflies are small feelings in their gut. And you give me like eagles. And you make me feel so good all the time.
I'm sorry. What? Unless you're Holly from the station that's a huge Eagles fan, how in the world could you possibly go, oh, yeah, that line's going to work? Fireworks going off in my chest? Well, that might be oil.
That's pretty corny in and of itself, the fireworks.
Give me like eagles.
What?
Is she hot?
I mean,
yeah, she wasn't that bad at all.
I saw her on like Good Morning. I don't know if it was one of the talks or something. She's not bad.
Because if she wasn't, then you'd be like, well, you know how I told you sometimes I get butterflies? Like, you give me buzzards. Like, right? Like, like it's like, that's just a wit. Like, stop trying to be like smooth. None of that is smooth. That's the corniest thing I think I've
dumbest
ever heard.
Dumbest thing
of.
Ever. But now everybody's like
feel
quoting
like
it online. And
like they're pecking in your belly. Like what? Like you're, that's just, did it work? Did he win?
I guess he
was
won.
Was he banging her?
I guess the big thing was that this is the line,
worked,
part
Nick.
Of the lines that he used that he won with.
Yeah, if that worked, I mean, that
Nick's like,
I should have no trouble.
Next time Nick's two-stepping.
No be like, you know, I was nervous to come out here and dance with you, but I didn't get butterflies.
You got a bald eagle and wait till the eagle
I got
has
pterodactyls.
Landed.
That's how
you
big.
You give me like eagles.
You give me like.
God, it's stupid.
You give me like eagles.
Nick's bald eagle is going to have to wait till the eagle has landed.
It sounds like he made a bet with his friends. Like, watch, dude, I'm going to say the dumbest, most corniest thing. I bet I can still get this chick. They're like, no way, bro. Like, watch, I'm going to tell her I get eagles in my stomach.
What?
No. You wouldn't do that.
Dumbest
watch.
Line ever.
That's pretty bad.
And now they're saying that they're trying to get her to comment on the fact that evidently, before all this went down,
I'm
the
a
producers,
conservationist,
the
so
producers
really
didn't
nice.
Do enough research to find out another guy has yet liked racist tweets.
No.
And was liking things. And then he was like, I've completely reset. This was my old handle. Now I'm going with a new one because I'm a new person now. And I realize my wrongs. First of all, shame on the network for not doing a little bit more due diligence before this guy got through the procedure. But
I was saying, you know, yesterday when El Jefe found that tweet of me saying I could be Trey's daddy.
Yeah.
El Jefe is one of those cats that would do that.
like, pull out old tweets.
Yeah, yep. Like you better not hope he hates any players on your team, like the Rockets. Because yep. Alefe's a big Spurs fan. He's going to go out and start finding like old.
Oh, I'm sure he's got file cabinets in, of storage online that says, oh, did you forget about this? Because I didn't, and I got it.
Yeah.
Daryl Morey better be careful, because for all the ones that he avoids with the screen capture, there's a guy that might have him.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
All right. By the way, someone asked yesterday, and I did get to the bottom of it, and I had guesstimated on this yesterday on the show and was correct. Everybody's wondering why Carmelo hasn't signed with the Rockets yet, and they're getting a little worried. Don't worry. He is a basketball without borders. He is in Africa with the NBA on a tour. So I believe that's the only holdup, and the anticipation is as soon as he gets back, he'll sign with the Rockets.
Cool.
So there you have that. Nothing but a sideline reporter, just about Carmelo. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Don't go anywhere. We've got much more to get to. Manny, we see you. Hold tight. We've got lots of other things on the agenda to cover as well. You don't look very happy right now. I can only assume why. Back with more. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. Right here on ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. Barry, Nick, and Joel, appreciate you being along with us as we do this every day, 1 to 4. Manny, you want to get in here. You got a issue to bring up that we haven't touched on yet, but it was on the rundown. What's up, man?
Sports, guys.
Nope. Wrong show, man.
That's not you.
Oh, sorry. Joel, Boom Boom, Puss, how you guys doing today?
Okay, better.
Okay,
hey,
Manny.
Well, can I just say that your show is the only show on ESPN 97.5 that gives me eagles when I listen every day.
Gives you, what?
The Bachelor.
You guys give me eagles.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Does it make your pets your pits sweat?
Okay. Now you're just making it weirder.
Something like that. No, so I was curious to get you guys' takes on the Jordan 3 North Carolina thing going on right now.
Yeah, so
I know a couple years ago, I can't remember the exact year, but I was like, when I was in high school, when Oregon was the only school that was getting like the Jordan Player Edition stuff that kids were, that the student athletes were selling them, like reselling them. When they got busted, they had to either get the shoes back and return them to the school, or pay give the school the money that they made off the shoes. Where they're suspending them.
Manny, let me give a little background here.
Appreciate because the call,
people
Manny.
Might be unfamiliar with the story, but it actually sounds like this should have happened at Ohio State. But so the University of North Carolina football team, and obviously Michael Jordan went there, but they are a brand Jordan school. And as part of being on the football team, you know, you get a lot of gear, you get your spikes, you get shoes and things like that. Well, they got limited edition Carolina specific Air Jordans.
Colorway, right? Like a PE players only
colorway.
Yeah,
and there was some extra, whether it be like on the tongue or, you know, some different things for UNC.
Yeah.
13 different players on the football team decided to sell those for profit. Because of it, the NCAA found out about it, and now those players will be suspended for games for the upcoming season, including one of the two quarterbacks that was in a competition to become the starter. And they said the decision now is already going to be made because he is facing a 4-game suspension for selling the shoes. You know, the thing is, this goes back to everything we said about the Fab Four and everything else. When you got these kids that have, you know, their images and their numbers and their uniforms making millions for the school, but they don't have enough to buy pizza. It's one thing, but, you know, and I mentioned the Ohio State thing because remember the Ohio State guys were selling their rings and selling their jerseys from
now,
bowl games.
My question
and things.
Is, do they sign an agreement that says if we give you gear, you can't sell it?
I don't know.
Because if I own a pair of shoes and I want to sell said shoes and they're mine. They either were given to me.
Or you bought them.
Or I bought them. But if they're mine, I can sell them. So if they're giving these kids shoes, outside of having some sort of contractual obligation to not sell them, I don't understand what I mean, we're not talking about thousands of dollars here.
You don't know. About these are limited edition Jordans. We know what limited edition Jordans can go for.
Okay.
And it's at least, you know, $500 possibly.
I mean, I doubt it, but okay.
Probably not these particular ones. I'm talking about certain Jordans. But
even so, why is the NCAA being such a-holes?
Because they're the
about
NCAA.
These kids and money. Like,
to your question.
It's ridiculous.
I think
it's asinine.
I would bet that they have something in writing somewhere that doesn't say that you can't sell.
That's what I think that might be the issue.
You can't sell your own personal shoe. I mean, you can sell your own personal shoes on eBay or whatever. But even still, the way the NCAA works, there might be some kind of clause that says once you become a student athlete in the NCAA, you are limited or prohibited from selling for profit everything from your autograph, because remember Manziel went through that whole controversy.
Yep.
I think the issue is the school gave you the shoes.
So it says they were caught selling school-issued special edition Nike Jordan shoes, a secondary NCAA violation. So I'm guessing that when they said a secondary NCAA violation, that there is no contract. But when you become an NCAA, when you become an athlete, and you're at a school that's in the NCAA, that's part of the requirements, is that if the school issues you something, regardless of what it is, you can't sell it for a profit. And I'm guessing that that's what the violation is. Which, okay, again, I get it, because then you'd have, you know, you might have a player that sells his helmet. He's like, oh, I lost my helmet, I need another one, and he starts selling all the helmets.
That's what happened at Ohio State.
Yeah.
At Ohio State, guys were selling their bowl rings, their national championship rings, their jerseys that they wore in bowl games. And, of course, the alums, people, they go crazy over that. And if you're a student that hasn't made it, even if you're assuming to make it to the next level someday, that coin means a lot. And to get that kind of, you know, one-time deal, hey, you can buy this jersey, it doesn't mean anything to me, and I'm going to get $1,000, that's going to go a long way to getting me, you know, date night money and food money and other things.
I don't know. I'll be glad when these kids are able, because I think it's coming at some point. I really do. I think at some point in the future that these kids are going to be able to get paid for the services that they render to these schools.
Title IX makes it a very cloudy situation.
They're getting an education. I get it. But you know how many millions of dollars that some of these kids are making for these programs and these schools?
It's
going to happen one day. I hope it happens sooner rather than later for these kids. I really do.
I wonder how much they really do benefit off their likeness in terms of an actual number, because I want to know how much of that actually covers for when they terminate a coach and he's released from his contract early still has to pay him. Like, how much of that likeness that they're benefiting off covers those type of expenses?
Well, just from the Fab Five alone, they said when they made Nike more famous with all the things with the black socks and the baggy shorts and everything like that, they said that it brought in tens of millions of dollars to the university because of how quickly that whole thing exploded. And, you know, Jalen Rose has been very outspoken about this, but even a guy like Juwan Howard, who is just very soft-spoken class act, they've all said the same thing. Like, we would walk by the stores and see our jerseys in the window and knowing that they're bringing in millions for the university, and we're getting zero out of that. And if we weren't there to do that, and it was their idea to start wearing the black socks, there wouldn't be this whole craze that's selling all this gear.
Yeah.
So, and Barry, to your point, the one thing that I will say, though, is again, and we always get this even from the video games, I totally agree that these kids should be getting something, especially because they're bringing it in. But with Title IX and not just Title IX, but the smaller non-revenue generating parts of the program, like whether it be track and field or golf or softball or whatever it is, until you can do it blanket across the board for all athletes at the school, and that's whether you think it's being sexist or race, whatever it is, it's just tough to say, hey, the football program is bringing in tens of millions of dollars a year.
If you don't think for one second that every university in this country doesn't know how much each program is bringing in,
Sure they do.
You're not.
But I'm saying from a general public standpoint, they're going to be like, no, the softball team should be getting exactly what the football players should be
ridiculous.
Getting.
That's absolutely ridiculous. Because if the softball team is bringing in, we'll just use round numbers, small round numbers. If the softball team is bringing in $100 a year and the football team is bringing in $1,000 a year, why are you going to pay the softball players the same amount that you pay the football players? It makes no sense. When the softball players bring in $1,000 like the football team, then you pay them equal pay. But I'm sorry, that's how the world works.
It's just going to be an issue.
I'm with you on that regard.
I get it, but I'm just saying I it's coming. One day. Someday. It may not be in our lifetime, but it's coming.
Yeah. It's I feel like it's more unfair when like a female actress doesn't get paid the same amount because there's likeness there and they're benefiting off her likeness and she's a part of the movie. But like a softball team, like
it's
how much likeness is there?
You're not bringing in the same kind of money, but I'm with you.
She's leading on the marquee, women in Hollywood, just like the guy. She's just not getting paid like
that. Yeah, leading actresses in Hollywood, they're bringing in just as much. Absolutely. Sure.
Yeah. You're not an extra.
That's
you are on the marquee.
It's a great point.
Great point is right. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Manny, we appreciate that call. Good stuff.
The shoes are on StockX for $3,000 to $4,000.
I told you.
Golly.
Somebody
said that the kids were getting $2,000 for the shoes.
Limited editions
wild.
Go through the roof.
Even so, that still doesn't upset. That doesn't change my mind about any of it.
Okay. There you go. All right. If you want to chime in on that or something else, we're here for you. 713-780-3776, HRNP, Lister Line, or hit us up on Twitter. Right now, I do want to tell you about the good folks at Gallery Furniture. You know how Mac has been. He's entrenched in this community. When things go wrong or we face some kind of a tragedy or an issue, he wants to get involved. He wants to make a difference. He also wants you to know that because he's so involved in the community, that he's here for you with all your furniture needs. He's made sure that he makes it easier to get to one of his three locations now instead of the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker. He also has a beautiful showroom on Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, and another one in the Galleria across from Dillard's on Post Oak. But regardless of which of the three locations you hit up, the one thing that's going to be true is every single deal is going to be available at all three locations. The customer service is going to be through the roof, fantastic, and they're going to take care of you before, during, and after sale because they want you to be a customer of Gallery Furniture anytime you need anything in any room of your house when it comes to furniture. Mac is doing the bedrooms at deal again that he did last year with the Astros, where if the Astros win it all, you get it all free at the end of the year. So if the Astros prevail like they did last season and you spend $3,000 or more worth of bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedic, when the Astros win it all, you get it all for free. Just a great way he tries to give back one other way. Also, everything he says is everything they're going to do. That means you buy today, you get it tonight within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time. You're going to get the delivery people at your house. When they deliver the furniture, they're willing to take anything that you want to get rid of out of the house, rearrange furniture that you need, or other things that you need done. They are there for you because, again, it makes an indelible mark that, hey, we're willing to do the extra things to make sure you shop at Gallery Furniture. And the one thing Max says is always exactly what they mean, and that is there's no back order slips, and Gallery really will save you money.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome in. Final half hour of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5. It's SportsMap 94.1. It's Barry. It's Nick. It's Joel. No, I can handle it. I'm a professional.
You know, I don't understand how the TV guys do it. Because Nick talks to us in our ear. And we do pretty good about if we're in the middle of a conversation or we're in the middle of saying something, Nick will be in our ear like, 30 seconds. Or he'll be like, I got the audio if you want it. And it will kind of pause, but we'll keep going.
I can tell you why the pause is, though. Because Nick's also on the show. So for me,
you have to figure out was it on air or off air.
On air, off air.
I always know because on air comes through both ears. Off air is only going to come through one ear.
Well, based on your headphones.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But what the TV would mess me up because like I was watching, I don't know what it's called. Get out, shut up, get up, something like, I don't know. stand up, whatever it is. Yep. And Greenberg, Greeny was talking. Yeah. Greeny was talking. And he's like, yeah, they're telling me to ask you about Tiger. Oh, no, wait. They're telling me to meet us, respond. And he's, and I'm thinking, how much, and Lisa could probably say, how much talking is going on in their ear while they're trying to read the teleprompter? Because if we're just talking off the top of our dome, we're just conversating, right. and there's
and I think that's why it makes it more difficult in radio than it is in TV, in my opinion.
Do you think it would be harder?
Harder here.
No.
Oh, it, you know, if I was having to read a teleprompter,
and I've done both,
and you're talking to me,
yeah,
it would be a lot harder to try to read.
The difference is, though, in TV, you know what you're going to say next. You don't know what you're going to say because you're mouthing off randomly. But like he's going by a teleprompter. And the other thing is that they teach you is like they try to teach you to read like ahead of what of the script.
Yeah.
So you know what you're going to say in advance. And there'd be TV guys that would argue that it's
not
harder.
Necessarily true.
They would argue that it's harder to do.
So here's the thing, though, Nick. You might have a full thought in your head, and you want to, you're passionate about it, and you want to get to it. And then all of a sudden, someone gets in your ear and goes, 10 seconds to B-roll. We've got audio and a breaking news of this or that and the other thing. And you have to react like you can't hear that. And you have to refocus from the fact that you had this long diatribe that you wanted, and now you've got to try and adjust on the fly. So there's a huge difference between like someone doing a live shot in the field as opposed to an anchor that's reading, and yet the anchor gets more because you got producer and director, and if they get breaking news. Yeah, Lisa does it. I mean, it's an art form. I've done it from time to time doing TV, but it's not like when you're doing news, because news, everything changes in an instant.
That would be crazy. We got a full board. We better get to these calls. Let's go in order of wait time.
Well, you notice? Do you notice?
It's weird.
The last two and
LU
how?
Dillon is calling about OU Mike, but OU Mike is on the board about college athletes.
So what are we taking first?
Well, we're going to go to Chase first because Chase has been holding the longest, and he wants to talk about UNC shoes and paid athletes. Chase, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Very good.
I had to say this. Sports.
All right.
Wrong show, Chase, but thanks for playing.
Hey, all right. Hey, no, I was just pranking on the other guy.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is that, you know, here's a couple of wrenches on the UNC. You know, one women's sports that might actually pay the same would be UConn women's basketball, because I think they actually compete with football with revenue and sales. And then the other thing is that you start paying. I think athletes should get paid, but you got to draw a line somewhere, because you're going to have your Lamars or UT Chattanoogas. They don't have the money to pay them. And to be honest with you, they take that one game each year where they go up and get their butts whipped by Oklahoma State, like for the $400,000 paycheck, and that basically pays for their whole athletic department for the whole year. So you start paying players, you're going to see a lot of disparity in college football, as well as, you know, I don't like seeing Alabama winning every single time. And you start paying athletes, Alabama's
going to
win every single time.
Well, I hate to tell you, Chase, but Alabama's winning almost every single time as it is.
Yep.
Yeah, you are correct.
I do like
seeing them lose a game every now and then.
Well,
too,
sure.
No doubt. Yep.
The only difference, I appreciate the call, Chase. I don't know that it changes so much other than the fact that he's right. I think some of these schools that are getting the athletes that can't get into the bigger name schools are going to go there, but that's going to be the case anyways.
Well, we know how many guys made Oregon a destination for recruits because Phil Knight went, the president and founder of Nike, made sure that Oregon gets more uniforms, more gear, more resources than any other school in the country, because he got what he wanted. He got the end result of making Oregon on the national map as someone that's going to fight for and get every top recruit in the country. The thing, to his other point, that you're going to have to do is like the NBA does with revenue sharing, or the NFL does with revenue sharing. To be able to protect the Lamars and the smaller Division I schools, you're going to have to put it into one big pot, and you're going to have to distribute it evenly in terms of the player payment money, because of the fact that as much as that might be soured on by some, obviously the bigger schools, but that's the only way to try and make it fair. If you're all, it's just like the NCAA tournament or anything else. You're all eligible because you're a Division I school. So the Division I schools are going to have to take, however it be, a proportion of that revenue, because it's unfair to say that you got an 80,000 seat stadium and that revenue is yours.
Arian's Fetus had a great point. He was like, you know, it's amazing that they'll go after these kids and get and slam these kids for these shoes, and you know, they got an extra $100 at a car wash or whatever. But look what happens when the coaches start to do things. It takes forever. They get bought out. They get let go and then paid anyways. And it's completely different the way they're treating the coaches versus the players. And I'm sorry to tell you, but the coaches aren't the ones that are the product on the field. It's the players. It's Bass Ackwards in the NCAA.
Well, and the coaches, we don't even realize, like, when they do a camp, the extra coin that they get just for doing a week-long camp.
Yep.
You know, all these different things. And that's one of the reasons why the NCAA made it a universal across the universities. You sign a shoe deal. Because Alabama was going to sign, and Alabama football was going to be with Nike. But Alabama track might be with somebody else.
Puma.
And they were just like, no, uh-uh. Because the coaches were pocketing hand over fist there more so than they are, even more so than they are now.
Chuck wants to talk about it. Chuck, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Long time no talk.
What's up, man?
Indeed, man.
Well, man, to me, this all goes back to something very fundamental that we all don't seem to agree on in this country now, that these kids all have a choice when they go to school. They're getting a $250,000 to $300,000 value in an education. Now, I disagree with them getting paid by the colleges, but their likeness and all that, they should be able to bank on their likeness. Because we're only talking about maybe 5% of the athletes that are actually creating this money, where the rest of the athletes are, you know, they are not. They're just part of the program. And there is value to that. There's value to not going. If you sign that contract, you can't go. And I'll give you an example. You three superstars, y'all signed the contract with Gal Media. Y'all are a really good show. Gal Media is probably underpaying for y'all. Y'all can't go back tomorrow and say, hey, we want to get paid like you, Mr. Gal.
Well, so Chuck, we're not under contract, but I do agree with you about being grossly underpaid.
We got phone numbers. We got to get you off the air, Chuck.
Boy. But good points. Good points made. I mean, you know, there are people that are chiming in that, hey, you know, these kids are getting. I don't know if $250,000 is accurate as far as education goes. I don't have a kid in college.
It depends on the university.
Yeah, it could get up that high.
Really? For a 4-year degree?
I think a 4-year degree at just a state school is probably 40 grand.
In California, like.
That's just tuition.
Is it Stanford? Who's the coach? Shaw, right? Yep. Stanford?
Yeah. David Shaw,
Yeah, I can see at that school.
No, I'm saying for just an average kid off the street to pay for their education to go to college, it's about 40, 50 grand. Not Harvard's and Yale's and things
right,
like that.
Right, like a U of A. Like a UH was like 30 grand.
The 2018 undergraduate tuition and fees of the University of Texas at Austin are $10,398 for Texas residents.
There you go, 40 grand. 36, a little over 40.
For 4 years.
Right.
And so that's not even close to $250,000.
Wait, $10,000 a year for 4 years, right?
Yeah. $10,000 a year for Texas residents, $36,000 if you're out of state.
At which campus?
UT.
UT.
Yeah, that makes sense. At UT, that makes sense.
So you're saying Stanford?
Yeah, Stanford, I believe, will be about $250,000.
Well, you got to be smart to get Stanford, too, though. Stanford tuition and fees,
no doubt.
About 50 grand a year.
Like UCLA, too. UCLA, so just to get in.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm. Board is still full, so we got rid of Chuck. How do you want to do this order? So we've got...
We got to take a break, so you want to take one?
Okay, let's do this.
We did Troy, too, so we're good.
No, Troy, we
no,
did
we
Chuck.
Did Chuck.
Troy,
oh, we did
Troy's
going
to do this. Let's get Troy out of the way, and then when we come back, LU Dillon wants to talk OU Mike. OU Mike wants to talk college athletics, but we'll keep them both on the line in case they need to respond to one another.
Cool.
How about that?
There you go. Okay, Troy, real quick, what's up?
Troy, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
So,
you guys, I've been in and out of the truck all afternoon listening to the show, but Golic Jr. brought up a hell of a point today. So if you go to school on a scholarship, you get free books. And yet, when you're done with them books, you can turn around and sell them back to the school. What kind of sense does that make?
Mm. Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's a great point, Troy. Appreciate that. That's
I don't think there's any book though that's going to get you 2 or 3 grand.
No,
and I don't know.
Boy, you talk about a racket.
Yeah,
college textbooks.
Yeah. Oh, they're ridiculous.
That is just the stupidest. Most like you're just bilking your students at that point.
When I got to my business classes, I was like, oh, and that's business classes. I can only imagine for like medical students and stuff.
You're
like that.
How much is my economics book? $300. Okay. Yeah. And then at the end of the semester, you're like, hey, I'm going to sell this back. We'll give you $4. It's like,
25 cents.
I can get a better return on video games down at GameStop than these damn tuition, than these books.
I can't prove it, but it just I don't see colleges giving a scholarship to the point where you're getting free textbooks and then you benefit by selling it. I figured they would just take it back.
Are you calling Golic Jr. a liar?
I don't know. That just seems weird. Why would they let you make money off of it?
Think about what you want to call him. Barry's going to text him tweet him afterwards. Okay. So whatever name you're calling
him. That works.
No. You can ask him. Ask what his bra size is.
No. Okay. Junior. It was junior. No.
Oh, right. Well, No. The senior lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we got, like we said, we've got the battle that Barry has set up for the final segment of the show. It's OU Mike, it's LU Dylan. They're going to duke it out next. We're going to take you to the top of the hour, then the Blitz will take you home till 7. It's SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
Hey, right now, though, I want to tell you guys about Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. I love this place. If you haven't gone to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, you need to, Ken Giles yourself. Punch yourself in the face and then get out there and try this food. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. You are absolutely going to love Cowboys and Indians because what I like about it is, first of all, I've eaten just about everything on the menu. If you have questions about that, feel free to hit me up on Twitter when you get out there, @BarryIsFunny. I'll answer any questions you have about the menu. What I can tell you is since I've eaten about everything on that menu, it's all good. It's all delicious. Yes, I have my favorites. Yes, I have my go-to meal. But I don't think I've had anything yet that I didn't like. And that includes when I was on a diet. And yes, you can eat healthy at Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. It's all possible. It's all there because it's a fusion restaurant. It's Southern comfort food. It's Indian food. You're going to love it. They've got a full service bar where you can get your drink on and watch the game if you wanted to do that. They've got trivia nights every Wednesday that starts at 7 if you want to go out there and have some fun and hang out. But first and foremost, this is a burger town. We love hamburgers in this town. And I'm going to tell you, Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen has one of the best burgers in the city that's not getting any run. It's called the Himalayan Heat Burger. You need to get out there and try it. Let me know what you think. Hit me up, like I said. All of the listeners that have gone and all of my friends and family that have gone, when they get back to me, they tell me, dude, I didn't think it was going to live up to the way you hyped it up. It absolutely did. I know that you're going to do that as well. Get out there and try it. It's 1901 Taft in Midtown. All the Indian food that they serve is authentic. Those recipes have been passed down through Haas's family over the generations, perfected right there in the Cowboys and Indians kitchen. You're going to love the food. And if you don't want to leave the house, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub will deliver Cowboys and Indians to your door. 1901 Taft in Midtown. If you're looking for more information online, you can go on Facebook and type in CNI713. Whatever you do, make sure you take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texas Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5. It's SportsMap 94.1. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. Having a great show. Having a lot of fun. Getting you guys involved. And with that being said, there's no other way to get people involved than to get these two people that are usual suspects involved.
Well, real quick, Raheel did tweet to us and a couple of other listeners said the same. That number that I gave does not include room and board, which is true. So like the Stanford number that I gave you, which was basically $50,000 a year, add another $18,000 a year for campus room and board and other expenses.
Right. But if you're like, so to $68,000, Nick's point, if you live in Houston going to U of H,
yeah,
it's different too.
True. But if you're playing football, you're probably going to be on campus because of practice and all that stuff. So,
and they do get, and Amos was quick to point out too, that if you, I wasn't aware of this, but the big schools, especially if you're a scholarship athlete on the football team or whatever, like you get a stipend for rent if you don't want to live on campus.
You can. So. By the way, also just some quick news that I know you guys are going to want to hear. You can get a 100-piece underarm armpit sweat pad package for $11. So, all right, now let's do this.
So, So you're 11 piece?
No, so you 100 piece.
You can get 100 piece with fries for $11.99? Yeah,
pretty much. Dang, they have a 200-pack option for $20. All right, so OU Mike wants to talk college athletics, and LU Dylan wants to talk OU Mike. I suggest we take OU Mike's call first. He was also waiting the longest. But don't hang up, Mike, in case you want to respond to what LU Dylan says, okay? So let's go to OU Mike first. OU Mike wants to talk college athletics. What's up, man?
Hey guys, I heard y'all talking about revenues the colleges make and how it's dispersed and all that. It looks to me like maybe the women's volleyball and men's gymnastics team, they're probably getting the shaft. But you look at women's golf and women's softball, I don't really think they're getting the shaft.
Thank you, Mike. Hang in there.
Will he, though?
He will. He's going to want to respond.
I'm waiting at some point, Nick. If we have both of them on the line, is it possible to hear the laser?
That was.
We'll leave them potted up.
All right.
What do you give him? We always rate OU Mike's calls. What do you give him on that?
Sucked.
You think it sucked?
Yeah.
I give him a solid.
It was predictable.
I give him a 6 or a 7.
I give him a 6. Oh, he just went shaft like several times.
Which he liked.
Created. I thought for sure he was going to come up with something different for the softball team.
I'm going 50-50, so okay. I'm giving him a 5.
A 5? All right. All right. Now, LU Dylan wants to talk about OU Mike. LU Dylan, what's up?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Barry, Nick, Joel.
Thank you.
Appreciate you taking my call.
You got it, man.
But I find that hard to believe. That was actually Mike a minute ago. I've actually got Oklahoma Michael right here next to me. If you want to hear from Mike, get over here and give the guys your opinion you had real quick. Hold on, just one second, y'all. Hello, Barry, Nick, Joel, is that y'all? Hey, I was listening to your radio program, and y'all were talking about them boys down there in North Carolina selling cleats. And y'all sounded a little judgmental about the whole situation. I think if the shoe was on the other foot, or maybe you walked a mile in their shoes, as far as I'm concerned, college bowl is selling cleats. As far as terms of revenue, that one's a shoe-in for success.
It's really good, too.
And then he hung up.
Did he
hang up, but OU Mike is still there.
OU Mike, do you
approve?
Was that a good OU Mike, OU Mike?
It's fair.
Not bad, huh? I mean, would you have? I think yours would have alluded more to somebody taking a foot long.
It would have been pornographic,
like that, but
yes.
I think it was decent. What would you give him, OU Mike? How would you rate his OU Mike impression?
About a 3, I guess.
Oh, boy, you are rough. You didn't think that.
You're not sensitive, though, Mike, are you?
Did you think that didn't sound like you or what? Why didn't you give it a higher rating?
Well, I usually don't bring up my son, Dylan. But since he's on the line, just tell his mama to get ready because I'm bringing home some pound cake.
It's fantastic. Suck on that, Dylan.
I was going to be honest with you guys. When Dylan first came on,
pound cake.
I was going to say he sounded like a younger OU Mike.
Oh, my God. That was great.
Before he even did his impression, he sounded a little like OU Mike. But his impression was spot on.
His impression was pretty good. I'll give that a 7. Because he had the same cadence.
Yep.
And the same kind of... Yeah, he had kind of...
It was so good, you almost didn't want it to sound identical to OU Mike. Like, you wanted it to sound just a little off, yeah. And it was funny.
It was good. Really good, Dylan. Well done. And he didn't take a shot at you for being fat, Nick. So,
yeah.
Double kudos to Dylan.
Thank God for OU Mike.
I felt like OU Mike responded. And look, we always say he writes all of his jokes and he practices.
And that was on a spot
there. That was
there.
Right off the top of the dome. Not only did he say, I'm coming home to pound your mom with some pound cake.
I think he prepared a little bit. Oh, no, not OU Mike. I think Dylan
No, no, his, yeah, no, yeah, I'm yeah, talking yeah. about
oh,
OU
okay,
Mike.
Okay, yeah.
OU Mike, that was straight off the dome.
Yeah, OU Mike's
called
response.
Him his son. Said he's bringing some pound cake home for the mom. That was fantastic. That was a hell of a way to end the show.
Without
Good
question.
Job to both of you. Good job.
You want to make the announcement on tomorrow?
Yeah, so it looks like we've settled on, I don't know if it was Mark or whose suggestion it was, but school songs for going back to school this month. Now, I will say this. We'll make it easier on us. The song can be about school or education, but so can the group. The song, the group, the album, as long as
And the title?
Yeah, as long as somehow the title pertains to school or education.
What group has education?
I'm not going to tell you because you'll use it.
Well, he already has his list completed.
He does.
You can tell by the way he's talking.
Well, I'm also making it easier for you guys. Leaders of the new school, okay?
I wasn't going to take it anyway.
But I know you would have never thought of that.
I'm not mad. I need to let you guys start winning.
You would have never thought of it. Leaders of the new school would qualify.
Y'all need a couple W's.
College dropout.
I'm going to wait till the last minute before I step in.
Dude, he's already got the bots ready to go tomorrow.
You already wait till the last minute. Like, that's going to be something new?
He says we're going to lose again because he's got his bots lined up and the relatives and the speed dials.
Look at me.
I'll do the poll and they're all ready.
I was born in this era. So this is prior to 2008, too, by the way.
Nick's group text goes out. I'm putting the poll out at 147. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully so will you. We appreciate you being along for the ride each and every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. It's The Usual Suspects. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night. Blitz is next. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.